one should dare to dive deep into comics. Nothing can compare from Gotham's Dark Knight to Marvel's Mighty Thor. We'll break it down, leave you wanting more. Separate you on a ride where heroes and villains clash side by side. Whether it's DC or Marvel.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the Energetic Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here. This is episode 342. And joining me today, I got Alex.
Hey!
Yes, and I got Brian.
What's up?
Ain't shit. It's just another beautiful day in Tampa. I don't know if it's nice over there for you guys, but I don't know if it feels pretty
good
over
here.
It's not
bad. It's been rainy like on and off the past couple days.
Yeah, it's been raining like a motherfucker.
It's totally fall weather right now.
Yeah, the best time of year, man. You know, spooky season, fucking spice season, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, of course. I know you're excited for spice season.
Spice?
It's so spicy.
Oh, yeah. La la.
No. So what's going on? How's it going? Alex, what's good, dude?
Oh my god, man. So after the last recording or whatever, I finally got to see Beetlejuice with my boy Marlon took me out to eat to see it. And then afterwards I you know, since he paid for the movies, I decided to be, you know, like, it's fair. If someone takes you out or whatever,
I got you.
Yeah. So I introduced him to my favorite ramen spot that's around the area and you know, oh my god, dude. Like, you know, the thing that really gets me, I totally forget that, you know, ramen is filling.
Oh, yeah.
It can be. Yeah, absolutely.
It can be.
Yeah, and then we ordered, like a few side dishes or whatever, too. So had, the name of it, like, you know, like, fucking escapes me right now. But it's, you know, the fried octopus balls.
No, I don't know those fried octopus balls.
Me neither.
I don't know. I've never been quite privy to having balls in my mouth. So,
Shell and Harriet, good night, everybody. Shortest podcast episode ever,
dude. Like, I'm just saying.
No, but in all seriousness, though, dude, like these, this thing or whatever, it's just delicious, dude. Like, you know,
okay.
Usually, you know, Japanese cuisine. Like, you know, a lot of times
it's an acquired taste for a lot of people.
Oh, it is. But I'm telling you right now, it's just like, I don't know, man. Ever since I discovered like sushi and ramen when I was like much, much younger, I was just like, man, fuck, the Japanese live life like kings, dude. Like, you know, it's different. And like, I think I discussed this before. My mom, she's very plain Jane when it comes to food. Like, a lot of this stuff, she wouldn't try. She may try the ramen.
Right.
But she might get, like, a little icked out with the seaweed.
Yeah, I get it.
But honestly, whatever. That's good, too. Like, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like I said, it's just, I just love the whole thing of, like, you know, just trying out different foods here and there, you know, unless it's like certain things I don't like. Like, you know, if you go, like, let's say, for example, if you have like, what is it, Mediterranean that has like a lot of olives and stuff. I don't like olives. So it's just like, yeah, you can give me the food, but, you know, no olives, please.
Which is fair.
And then it's funny.
Just balls in your mouth, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fried balls.
He'd rather have the balls and not the pits.
Like, yeah. I'm mad because all I'm picturing now is like the nasty points or whatever. I don't like pits. We're going to take you to Pin City. But the movie was good. I'm not going to say it's a, like, you know, it's a great sequel because it's not.
It was a good chef's kiss to it, though.
Oh, no, dude. Like, you know, as an homage to the original, like, it was good. But to say, oh my god, it's a wonderful, like, you know, it's a great sequel, I don't know. Like, you know, like, I did enjoy myself, right? And I decided to, you know, to stay to the end credits or whatever, even though I had to, like, fucking pee like a racehorse, because you know, as I showed you the picture, or whatever, I bought one of those collector's cups or whatever. So I got that Batmobile, you know, collector's cup thing or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was trying to see, you know, I wanted to try to surprise Brian if they did have it with trying to get that Bat Signal, you know, popcorn bucket. No luck. But what I did find was they had the tin from Beetlejuice, which is a popcorn tin that it looks like the book, the handbook for the recently deceased.
That's yeah. pretty cool. Yeah.
So it's just hilarious because, you know, I picked up one and all I kept thinking to myself was that skit from SNL with Ralph Schneider or whatever, like, you know, oh, this is a popcorn bucket that, you know, that, you know, for the Beetlejuice promotion. You could also put your weed in it. But yeah, so I just have that right now, like, you know, with a couple of my geek stuff or whatever, like, yes. you know. So it looks cool because it looks like the actual book. It's just, you know, like when you look at it, it looks a little off because it's just like, you know, it looks like a book, but it's not. Then when right. you go to it, like, you know, like, oh.
It's a little stash box.
Yeah. I love box.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah. Good night, everybody. The Geek Shell Herent here. Oh, my God, dude. Like, I think we're like high notes right now.
It's been nothing but innuendos since the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, my God. that sounds like the episode title already, nothing but innuendos.
Yeah.
But yeah, but like I said, I did enjoy it. I did like certain parts to it. I like the like, you know, the little Easter eggs here and there.
Oh yeah.
And then the funny thing was the Shyamalan twist.
Okay.
But I don't want to get into it. Like you haven't seen it yet, right?
Nope.
Okay, so there's like a little Shyamalan twist that like
I have, you know, interest in watching it, but I also at the same time I can't wait. I'm not in that much of a rush to go see it, especially since like I've seen the original so many times. I kind of don't want to get disappointed watching it.
I mean, like Brian and I said, you're not gonna get disappointed, but to expect like, you know, like a movie like this for like. A movie like this should have been out like years ago.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right. But it would have been a totally different story because if you remember the whole thing, the sequel was supposed to be Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Which like to me, I don't know if that would have been, you know, like a good sequel. And I don't know if like Burton would have been a part of that, you know.
Right. Yeah. Probably not.
But. What I will say though is, like I said, it is a fun watch. You know, I did enjoy myself.
Okay.
And you don't have to stay after the credits because nothing happens.
Okay.
But Alex, you caught that one predictable moment in that movie, though, right?
I'm kind of lost. You would have to like kind of tell me directly.
It was midway through the movie. It was involving Jenna Ortega and the guy and the kid.
No, because I think I told you, dude. Like for me. I was thinking something else, you know, but then when that kind of happened, I was like, all right, it makes sense. But, you know, it did move the story forward, but yeah. I don't think it was that important.
A thing I saw online today on Twitter was the real plot of the movie was Tim Burton showing you how hot Monica Bellucci is.
Oh, dude, hands down. And then what I felt kind of bad for was like the wasted cameo with DeVito, even though it was hilarious.
Oh, that was great. He was in it because he wanted to work with Tim Burton again,
which is fair.
Well, I still say to this day or whatever, my favorite Penguin anyway, so
that's fair. We'll talk about that a little bit later too.
Yeah, because I haven't seen the you know this new series or whatever that came up. What was it? A couple days back.
Yep. Yesterday.
But yeah. What I did do though, I did watch because remember how last week I think it was that we were talking about Gotham, the ending of Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I decided to watch like the last four episodes just to kind of refresh myself on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this though, like you know, the series was good.
It had its moments, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing that I wasn't a fan of was that when they finally did reveal Batman at the end, that it was just like, damn, this dude's fucking emaciated Batman.
He's year one Batman. What do you expect, dude?
I get it. But I will say this though: the actress that they did get to play adult Selena really, like, you know, like, was,
she was reminded perfect.
Me so much. No, she reminded me so much of Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Yeah,
like, you know, and I love that. And then what was it? This dude, fucking how Penguin that they try to mix up, like, kind of like. Like, they kind of gave the idea of, like, it was like giving it a little bit of, like, the Arkham style of the reason why he wears the monocle and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool. And then what I thought, like, you know, that made up for it was that, and I think I said it last week, that you actually had a Spanish style dude playing Bane. Mm-hmm. But, oh, man. I felt so bad for Alfred because, you know, Alfred got, you know, his ass handed to him, you know, with that way he was trying to protect.
Yeah, but it happens.
No, but it makes me appreciate the character of Alfred more.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was, let's see, playing fucking Mario Odyssey again on the Switch.
Focus.
Yeah, and then also playing... there was like a special 7-star raid battle last week, and then they have one this week or whatever that I'm going to take care of. And more than likely, my boy Marlon, the one that took me to see Beetlejuice, we're going to probably play that to try to capture the Pokemon offered this week.
Nice.
So, but yeah, other than that, man, fucking, what is it? I think I did mention already that I saw the finale of Rick and Morty the anime.
Oh, I have not. I honestly haven't even watched an episode of it yet.
It's only five episodes, dude.
Okay.
So, you know, it's you're not gonna.
And each one is like 20 minutes or so, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like almost a half an hour, like, you know, like an average adult.
Like regular TV shows.
Yeah. So, give or take, like 23 minutes, and then just okay. Like I said, to give you a heads up, like in every Rick and Morty thing, do I watch the post credits thing or whatever? Because there's always something.
That's what they do all the time. Yeah.
But. You know, okay. I don't know if I did mention it, but I will say this. Like I said, like the ending was just like left it kind of like open. Like, you know, like, did you leave it like this so you can do a season two? Like, you know.
Okay. So it's just an open ending, essentially.
Kind of, yeah. Because from the first episode, when they introduced this idea to like what it is now, they kind of strayed away from it. But at the same time, it's. Like, all right, you jump from one thing to another, but I do kind of get it because that's kind of like how Rick and Morty is.
Yeah.
But, like, somehow it always very falls scatterbrained. Into place. Yeah, but it does fall into place eventually.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
All right. So, that's pretty much it.
Okay. Brian, what's good, dude?
You know, life.
Yeah.
I've been working a lot. So it's starting to get bit toward like busy season. And so it was interesting yesterday. I texted you guys. I had a conversation with actor Timothy Hutton yesterday. I thought that was like, that's holy shit.
Dope. That's pretty dope.
I felt bad because I like, you know, like you, like I didn't know who it was. I looked up his mm-hmm. movies and I still don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
the one that I really remember him from was from Taps. I remember him from Taps.
No, like I was saying, like I've heard the movies that he was in. Yeah. It's just like, you know, I just don't know who he is. Like, you know.
That's fair.
I guess it's maybe a lot of the movies I like that he wasn't in it. So maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
The General's Daughter with John Travolta.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good one.
Most recently, he's part of the cast of The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he's in that, too.
Yeah, he's the dad as an older guy.
Yeah.
And you know, also Leverage.
Mm-hmm. Which I've never watched an episode of.
Oh, I love Leverage.
That's one of those shows that I was talking about last week. What was it, last week, a couple weeks ago? Like the USA shows that are pretty cool but I can't really watch.
Yeah. although Leverage was on
Brian loves to have Leverage.
That's what she said. Wait for one of those. Good night, everybody. Da, 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 da,
da. And he shall have the earth, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
I forget. It was, I think it was TNT was where Leverage was based on.
Okay. Okay.
So there's that. I've just been hanging around, watching a ton of TV, catching up on Suits. I'm almost toward the end.
Okay.
But last night I decided I wanted to watch the Penguin first episode, and it's really good. Like it's Gotham Sopranos.
It really is, dude.
And like,
he's a gangster, dude.
Oh, he's a monster.
He is a gangster, dude. I fucking love it.
And I loved, I just loved how they integrated the ending of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh.
Like, the Batman leads directly into this series.
Yeah, because it's like on the news reports of the vigilante standing on top of the stadium. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, 13,000.
After the Joker crashed, he basically broke down the what was it, the dam or whatever, flooding the whole town of Gotham or whatever.
Yeah,
there were so many things that were fucked up and everything.
13,000 plus dead.
Mm-hmm.
Only look at these areas. These areas were unaffected by the damage. And
mm-hmm.
But what I really did appreciate was how Cobblepot went into the Iceberg Lounge after the flood. Because now you see it's all like pretty much like destroyed, mm-hmm. and like the letters are all falling off.
Yep.
Worse than they were in the movie. And like when he goes down those stairs, like you see like the water like still dripping through.
Yep.
And I was like, yo.
They did a really good job with this.
I'm so
excited.
Did it give
you like Arkham City vibes a little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah, kinda.
But I loved, I mean, I'm not gonna really talk spoiler, but like I loved his interaction with that kid who sort of became his.
And it's like his little apprentice or whatever.
Yeah. How he told him, "Hey, look, it's a beautiful sunset. Take a look." And I'm like, "Oh no."
He was about to Lenny him.
Yeah. The rabbits, George.
Uh-huh.
He was about to carol from The Walking Dead. Look at the flowers.
Yeah.
Just look at the flowers, Lindsay. Look at the flowers.
But yo, like, it's, I'm excited. I need to see more of the series because it's better than I thought it was going to be. I mean, I knew it was going to be good, but like, I got hooked pretty much right away. And for a pilot to do that,
within the first few minutes, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They did a really good job with the show. Just within the first few minutes, even before the title card for the Penguin shows up, you're like, holy shit.
I love the logo, though, because it's a penguin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
But, I mean, I loved his interaction with fucking Clancy Brown in the prison.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I loved his interaction, which I didn't expect to happen so quickly, but that scene with Carmine Falcone's son.
Yeah, that was great.
I was like, yeah, which
that was great.
Because I thought he was going to be in it for longer, because that's the actor from The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
It's not really a spoiler.
You just kind of gave something away.
Fine.
His interaction with Sophia is fucking fantastic too.
Oh my! And
the fact that she's super fucking smart, even though she's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
She did a really good job.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm excited to see what happens.
I really like what they do with Vic, though, because I enjoyed Vic before in The Runaways.
Okay, that's where he's from.
Yeah, he was in The Runaways. He was the main kid in The Runaways.
But yeah, that series is pretty solid.
So far, we've only seen one episode so far.
So far, yes, because it's gonna be weekly.
Yeah.
I almost watched Agatha afterward, but it was late, and I was like, I'm just tired. I want to watch no nonsense television.
That's fair. That's fair.
Because I know the two season premiere dropped Thursday.
About Wednesday, I think it was. Yeah.
Two right, seasons or two episodes, you mean?
Two episodes.
Two episodes, yeah. It was a two-episode premiere.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know how Disney usually does. They put out two episodes to start.
Yeah, they're doing, from what I read, or from what I saw on Twitter, was two episodes to start it, then one episode per week, and then, like, the last two episodes would be dropped on the same day.
Yeah.
You know, because it's leading in... just, you know, to Halloweenish time.
Mm-hmm. Spooky seasons.
I'm excited for spooky season.
Always. Always excited for spooky season.
Hell yeah, because Comic-Con's coming up for me, so that's but they moved it. So it's going to be like, you know, like, because in the past it would be the first full weekend of October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it's like the weekend, I think, of the 18th.
Well, it's like 2 weeks later.
Yeah. So that's in four. So technically, for counting from since yesterday or whatever, it's less than 4 weeks away.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
No. What I love about spooky season is the fact that, like, this is the time of year where, you know, as you all know, Steve's watching every movie every day, 10 times a, you know, he's way ahead of the game.
Wait, are you caught up?
I'm not caught up yet, but I have caught up since the last time.
Yeah, because what was it? I think I saw a tweet from you, like, you know, early this morning. I guess maybe before you were getting ready for work, you decided to watch a movie?
No, it was from yesterday, actually.
Oh, so you were just posting it up, I guess.
No, I usually post it the day before. I usually post it the day of when I put them.
Oh, okay. Oh, so I guess maybe you watched the movie late, went to sleep, and you woke up like, oh, yeah, let me play it. I watched
it. No, I usually do it at the same time.
Okay, so you were watching a movie early that morning before? No,
yesterday, I watched Luz yesterday. Okay, and that was yesterday at like, when did I watch it? Like around 8:30 yesterday.
Mm. But yeah, so like what I like about spooky season for people that don't watch horror movies, you know, three movies a day, jumping ahead of the year.
Gotta stay ahead of the curve, you know?
Yeah, well, you started off strong, dude. You were like in month three.
Yeah.
But like, you know, for people that watch horror movies only during spooky season, like
sporadically,
myself,
sporadic people, so that's fair. Yeah.
You know, now it's the time of year where, you know, you get to enjoy my personal favorite horror movie of all time, the original Halloween.
Fair, okay.
And just, I was talking about this with colleagues a week ago. How
shout out to our brother.
He was out. He was watching. He was watching the original Halloween with his brother, who had never seen it before. And he's like, "Wait, you?" And it's like, "No, I've never seen this before." And put it on, and I'm like, "Yo, like that's my favorite horror movie of all time." And I even was like, my favorite kill is when he stabs the dude through the wall, and then he just looks at him and just tilts his head.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. That's a great one, actually.
Yeah.
If you put commentary on it or whatever, does that look like, are you dead yet?
Like, ooh, I did that? That's what that was, actually.
So this is what it's like to kill?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is this what we call a killgasm?
So that's pretty much it for me. How about you, Steve?
Nice. I've been watching stuff, of course. I also have been working, too, because, of course, you know, football season has begun. And it's very exciting to have football happening again. I love it. This weekend, of course, we have two big games coming. We got USF versus Miami. And then on Sunday, we have the Bucks versus the Denver Broncos.
I was gonna say Offspray and fucking Kyle Fletcher.
No, that's
a different
United Empire. That's the United Empire.
The Denver Broncos.
Yeah. No, but yeah, the football season is gonna be cool. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna suck because it's gonna be on Saturday. It's gonna be the late game, so game doesn't start till 7, finishes like around 11. But then the next day it's gonna be the 11 o'clock game, so I gotta be over there early. So I'm gonna get little sleep, but it's okay.
Damn, it's you're just grabbing a power nap, and then you just gotta, you know.
That's why they make coffee.
I don't drink coffee like that, though.
Well, that's why they make, like,
damn, energy. Steve, that kind of hurt me, man.
It should have hurt you.
No, I'm just saying, though, because...
I know, you're like, the coffee freak. I get it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Fucking, I love coffee.
No, I get
like,
it.
Like, that's how Hispanic I am, that no, I understand. At this point, I drink coffee just to relax.
That's fair. See, like, I was never a big coffee drinker. Like, I'll have it from time to time, but it doesn't really... Like, there are times that, like, I'll have an espresso that should give me, like, fucking jitters and shit. But I'm not a big coffee drinker. If I do have something, it'll be, like, something simple.
Dude, I'm to the point that I've drank so much, like, you know, Hispanic style café con leche and all that stuff that, like, espresso coffee doesn't do much for me as much anymore. It's just, it's just, like, that acquired taste that, like, after you have it, you're just, like,
yeah. No, I get it. I totally understand, dude. I totally get it. It's cool. No, but football season is here, and I'm excited for it. I can't wait. USF, they're doing good this season so far. And it's going to be interesting to see how they do against the number 8 in the nation, which is the Miami Hurricane. So it should be interesting. Should be an interesting game. If... the fans go wild. The fans go wild.
It'd be kind of hilarious if, like, if let's say people were like tired, like you, whatever. The fans go mild.
Well, they'll probably be tired because, of course, we're going to be in the sun for the most part because there's no covering on the stadium. So,
oh, yeah, that's right because it's open. Okay,
yeah.
The cat's wild about football. I hear.
Oh yeah, they are. They fucking love it, dude. They're dead set on the teams this year. They're like, oh, the Panthers. Panthers. The other one's the Jaguars.
I hear the cat in the background going, football, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing. They go nothing but feline teams.
Yeah. Another thing that I'm super excited for that I got saw today is that Metallica announced they're going to continue with the tour this year or next year. It's big stadium tour in the States. And they announced they're going to be playing at Raymond James Stadium as well. Very excited.
I'm so fucking envious of you.
Very excited. And they're doing 2 days. Not just one day. They're doing 2 separate days.
I think from the thing that you sent me, that they're only playing in New York, but they're doing Syracuse. And I was just like...
Yeah. It's only the further upstate of New York, yes.
Yeah. Which I'm just kind of mad. Like, you know, like, why don't you do like something like, you know, like how you guys did before with the Big Four?
Yeah.
Well,
but instead, do it in a better stadium. Do it in City Field.
What they're probably doing, it might be a continuation of how they were doing the 2 nights. Each night's going to be a different set.
Yeah. That's what I was going to get to. So both nights they have 2 separate or 2 different openers. So the first night they will have Limp Bizkit and Ice Nine Kills on night 1. Very excited for that one because I'm a fan of both of those. And then night 2 is going to be Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies.
Either way, you can't go wrong.
Yeah. No matter which show you go to, it's going to be a killer show.
That's going to be like a big test for you, whatever, because you know how you always maintain professionalism in other concerts? That one is just going to be like, you know, stay professional. You know, exit life. Don't turn around, Steve.
Oh, no. The thing is, I'm going to be on... For the most part, from most concerts that I've worked, I've been on the field, and I'm a supervisor on the field. So I get to roam around and make sure that everybody else is doing what they got to do.
Anywhere so I get to see I roam.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
So you get to
I get to experience it and enjoy it for the most part.
No, but at the same time, you can kind of pretend like, you know, you're just looking for your other employees or whatever. You're nodding your head, like, or at least trying not to.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, put your phone away. Click.
Pretty much. That's exactly because I've caught a few people because we're not supposed to be taking pictures of, you know, the artists or whatever. So we have to tell them, like, listen, we're not here to take pictures. We're here to work. We're not here to enjoy the show. We're here to work.
We can't do this. Click, 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 click. You can't do that.
Yeah. As I put on my fucking, like, my Meta glasses and shit.
Right. It's like you tell employee A, hey, no pictures. And then it's like, okay, Instagram story. And then you send it to Alex and myself, like, yo.
Yeah.
Check out this person caught me bopping my head, you know.
Yeah. Like, no, see, like, I'll bop my head. I'll enjoy it. Like, most shows that I'm at, I'll enjoy it. I won't go crazy.
Minus that one.
I won't go crazy with it. I'll bop my head.
You'll be the cool kid. Yeah, you'll be the cool kid in school, you know, just nodding your head or whatever and just, like, you know, look at how stoic he is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the employers want you to enjoy yourself, but also just do your job.
Right, exactly. And that's what I do very well.
Because they do the same shit. They just make more money.
Yeah. But it's going to be fun. I am very excited for the next summer. It's going to be 2 days. It's going to be a Friday and a Saturday. So I'm going to be like, no, Friday and a Sunday because they skip Saturday because, of course, they're going to wind up getting them out late on Friday night. Yeah. So that's fine.
Well, damn, that means if, let's say, you know, you're doing your regular job, unless you probably take off that day just so you can kind of rest up for that.
No, I'll leave from work. Actually, no, I think I might take both days off.
Like all that
on
Monday?
I might take off that, Friday and Monday. Who knows? We'll figure it out. It's whatever.
Oh, dude, you're gonna feel like the equivalent of, like, you know, like when you see the conventions, like, you know, that following, like, Monday, it's like, damn, both of us can't call out. Who's gonna sacrifice? Like, I'll sacrifice. I'm the newer guy anyway.
Basically, and speaking of sacrifice, I have to take a whole week off of work because I'm gonna be working down in New Orleans for the Super Bowl in February.
Ooh.
Yeah. So working the pre-week, so that's pretty much everything leading up to the Super Bowl, including the Super Bowl. And then coming back.
Now, question.
What's up?
Do they, like, since you're working and everything like that, I guess you're part of, you know, the NFL thing, right? Do they provide you a place to stay and all that stuff?
Yeah, we're getting a place to stay. We're also getting a per diem and everything for that week.
Damn.
For those 9 days, actually.
Do you get to bring along two friends that we could do a live show?
That'd be fucking fantastic.
It's kind of funny because I'm not a football guy, but I, you know, just to go to New Orleans for the experience, it's just like,
oh yeah,
New Orleans is dope. New Orleans is dope.
I was like, joking around or whatever. It's like, oh, so this is where they recorded Preacher and Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, and all the Anne Rice shit. This is where all Anne Rice got all her fucking things from.
Yeah.
No, New Orleans is dope. I think it was last year, the year before. I went to visit. It was a good old time.
Wasn't that with your bearded group?
With my cousin. No.
Oh.
Well, I got to meet up with some of the bearded group out there. But I went with my cousin to visit.
Oh, that's right. I remember we were talking about it. You were just saying that, like, you tried out different places or whatever and the food, you know.
Yeah. So much good food. So I'm excited. I'm excited because it's a lot of money that I'm getting out that weekend. So it'll be fun.
I'm also just thinking about, like, the whole thing for you that you're just going to be like, you know, since you've been on, you know, good with your diet and everything like that, it's like fucking Temptation Island over there, especially with, like, all that rich food that they
so
have.
I actually haven't been good with my diet, dude. I've been off of it for a minute. I've been slacking, but another thing,
I mean,
you
still go to the
week,
gym, go at least.
I just got back into it again today, this week. I've done 4 days, well, 3 days, and then today was like my rest day. Okay. But I'm getting back into it. I was slacking, and I felt it, and I noticed it, and I was like, listen, I need to change it. I need to get back into it. So yeah, I'm back at the gym.
It wasn't too dramatic days. Though, right? Like, you know, when you really notice.
No, yeah, I noticed.
The belly started coming out. Fuck!
Yeah, it's all good. It's whatever. I made it work. But yeah, like, I wasn't feeling myself, you know? Okay, I was starting to feel uncomfortable with myself.
Okay.
Yeah. So in order to get better, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go and I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to go. Work out and stay a little more active, because that's the problem. I got complacent and I just decided not to do shit.
I know I tell you plenty of times, but I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you. Then something else that I watched another movie. I watched one.
What'd
movie.
You watch?
That's not a scary movie. It was really fucking good. I watched it on, I believe it was on Prime or something this week. That was, where'd it go? Because I had it queued up over here to look at it. No, not there. Here it is.
That's how you know that you have to go back, because you watch so many movies that you have like brain parts.
Yeah. So it was Snack Shack. It is a
Pornhub original.
No, it's not a Pornhub original. It's essentially a coming of age story of teens in like the 80s or whatever.
Oh, I think I saw the trailer for that.
It is a really, really, really good movie. Because
I thought the one, whatever, that they have a stand, they start selling hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah, there.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely seen the trailer for that.
It is so fucking good. It's good seeing their dynamic and then how their dynamic changes as the story goes, and how one of them is falling in love with a girl and the other kid is like fucking with the girl or messing with the girl at the same time. So you have the whole love affair type thing there, and then you have everything that's going on. It is a really good movie, and it takes you, it's a funny movie. Then it gets sad, like, dude, like I legit started like bawling, crying.
Oh, so you had like the plethora of emotions in one movie?
Yes. Okay. I really, really enjoyed it. I definitely suggest you watch it. It is a great movie.
You know, you just reminded me of a rant that I wanted to give earlier.
Okay, what is the rant?
Okay, so you remember the thing I sent you guys, I think, what was it, yesterday? At this point, since Funko is so popular, especially at Comic-Con or whatever, that you have to, you know, try to sign up for a reservation to go to their booth.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what really got me was that apparently I was on the queue. I waited, like, you know, my time and everything like that. The thing popped up saying that, you know, reservations, you know, for all 4 days or whatever were out, but you can go for standby. By the time I got off of the queue to the thing, I'm sorry, nothing's available. Son of a bitch, I waited for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like, the whole thing that really gets me is this. It's like, you know, like, I don't like that idea that, you know, that for Funko that you have to, you know, make a reservation to go to that booth. Like, I miss the old days where you could just walk in and buy what you want. But I guess, like, you know, with the whole thing of how, like, so many people, you know, since they have a lot of con exclusives,
mm-hmm,
that people buy, like, a shitload of them or whatever.
Yeah. They're just looking out for their product at the same time is what it is.
No. And I get that. But I, like, what I feel is that there should be, a limit or whatever for, like, how many you can purchase.
I'm pretty sure they do have that. I highly doubt they're gonna be like, oh yeah, you can buy all the ones you want.
No. Like, you know, like I like, to me, I think like a set number could be like, you know, you can't buy no more than two.
Yeah, that's how most places do it now. They're like, oh, you only get two at a time, or you only get one, whatever.
Yeah, because I know, like, what is it for, like, let's say, for example, like, you know, even though it's kind of different, but like when you know, to buy badges for, like, you know, convention, like, you know, like Comic-Con or whatever, right, that you can't buy no more than four at a time. Like, for the, you know, the same kind of badge.
So, like, if you have five people that want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only buy four of them, and the other person has to do it their own
thing. Yeah.
That's fair.
But then, you know, the other rant that I go when it comes to that is that I think when it comes to New York Comic Con or whatever, they have gotten too expensive for its own good. Because, I mean, you know, I remember when they introduced the four-day pass for the first time. I forgot what year it was. Originally, it was like $140. Now it's like $240.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, like, you know, and then even with that, it's just like, you know, you don't even get, like, you know, free swag like you used to. Because I remember.
You do. You just have to find it.
No, dude. It has become less and less every year. Like, you know, I remember what was it in the past.
Back in the day, we had free stuff all the time,
dude. I remember what was it that they used to give out? Like, you know, they gave out fucking free magic decks.
I know.
They gave out fucking what was it in the like the Lego set when they had like the Lego section?
Mm-hmm.
They would give you free minifigs, like, you know, con exclusive minifigures and stuff. And like, you know, I miss stuff like that, dude.
Yeah,
I mean, the only thing that like they kind of do now is like if you stand in line for like a certain booth for like, you know, oh, you can get a free t-shirt, but you got to sign up for our email. I'm just like,
I don't want to sign up for another email. No more junk.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Well, usually afterwards or whatever, you know, unsubscribe, but whatever.
If you forget, if you remember, actually.
Yeah, you're right. If you remember, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was just like my mini rant or whatever, dude. Cause I mean, you know, it really kind of got me cause, you know, I just thought like, you know, like, damn, like, you know, it would be nice to at least to try to get, you know, a con exclusive, you know, Funko Pop or whatever without spending like almost double the amount shortly after when you try to get it off of eBay and you try to see who has the best pricing and who's not trying to, you know, chip people by like putting it like almost three times the price.
But it never fails. They always do that.
Yeah, I know.
That's what sucks.
And then what is it? The other, you know, like I was kind of looking around to try to see for the popcorn bucket or whatever. And I think you said it was like almost 40 for you.
35.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think I've seen it for like no less than like maybe 60 or whatever or 80. Yeah. So. No, but like I said, I get it. People are, you know, trying, like, you know, you're trying to make a profit, and I get it. But they, you know, like, it's just, it's annoying. It's like, God damn it. Like, you know, people who really just want it because they actually, you know, love it.
Are actually fans.
Yeah. Versus people, whatever, just buying it so they can, you know, turn a profit.
Yeah, no, fuck that, dude. No, there's a new one that I actually want to get now, too.
What is it?
It's the Terrifier popcorn bucket.
Yeah, but you have to wait till what is it?
No, you can pre-order it.
Did you pre-order it?
No, you can buy it online. I haven't ordered it yet, no. But I want it. It looks fucking cool. It looks decapitated. It looks fucking dope.
Is it an Art the Clown? Or is it
Yeah, look at it. Look at it. That's what it is.
You know what I'm mad? It gives me vibes of like Art the Clown, Pizza the Hut. From fucking Spaceballs.
Well, because this the new movie Terrifier 3, it's a Halloween, it's a Christmas movie. It takes place during Christmas. That's why he's dressed up as Santa Claus.
Yeah, and what I love is at least you know that you have space in it or whatever, so you can actually put a decent amount of popcorn in it.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the other one looks cool too. The other one that they're showing.
This one over here. I don't think they're actually selling this one. Oh, they might actually. But yeah, these are pretty fucking cool. But this is the main one that they're selling. This is the big one, which is him with his screaming face and his Santa hat and stuff.
Did they say which theaters that one's going to be a part
Cinemark.
Of?
Cinemark.
Okay. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a smaller theater, but like I said, you could order it online. You can buy it online.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I'm excited for it.
Well, hopefully, whatever.
I'm excited for the movie too.
I really hope that you know that you're able to get it because I know like how you just lit up when you were like saying like they're coming out with the new a Terrifier popcorn bucket,
dude. Like they just had a screening of it at some fan fest in somewhere in some state somewhere.
I was gonna say, you said fan is like what, Fangoria?
No. It wasn't Fangoria. It was somewhere. Let me look it up. I know I saw it online. They were somewhere doing the Terrifier screening for it or whatever today, and they were pretty much saying like, "Yo, this is probably one of the best horror, scary horror movies, like legit scary horror movies, in some time." So I'm like, "Ooh, makes me want to watch it even more." Because of course I was gonna watch it in general because it's coming out in the next couple of weeks. But the
are
fact
you going day one?
Probably will.
Because Ron saying like, you know, oh, you can't fucking go see Beetlejuice Part the Clown. Yes, please.
Yeah, it's more my thing.
No, I get it. I'm just fucking with you, dude.
I know.
I'm just trying to think what is like the next movie I'm gonna go.
It was
see
at
now.
Fantastic Fest. That's where they had it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a lot of the reviews are saying it's really fucking good. So they're saying, a lot of people are saying that this is probably the best of the three so far. And the fact that they also mentioned that they're working on the third, on the fourth one already. Yes, yeah. Please. Yes, fucking please. More Art the Clown. I'm excited for it. It's very cool stuff. So I guess we're pretty much done with me talking about Terrifier and my shit. Let's get into some geek shit. I'm gonna have a new little intro for it, but this is what we're gonna do for now. We're gonna keep that one for now. So this week we got some interesting news. Obviously, we do every week, and we just spoke about Magic: The Gathering, how they were giving out Magic cards during Comic-Con a few years ago. But we got news that Magic the Gathering is now getting a new animated series. And they were thinking about it previously, but it kind of fell off and disappeared. But they're getting back into it, and they're going to be working on it. And it's coming to Netflix. And it looks like one of the dudes that was running Picard, Star Trek Picard, will be taking over as showrunner for the show, as opposed to the Russos that were actually ones that were doing it previously.
I don't know how that's going to work, though.
Well, if you really think about it, a lot of the magic actually has a story behind it. So if they go by the story, it could work. Or if they try to make a different type of story within the aspect of the game, pretty sure it could work. Brendan Routh was originally supposed to be a voice in the show. Will he be okay back in this? I don't know. But it could be interesting. This was originally supposed to be done like back in 2019, but of course the Russos were like, nah, we're gonna pass.
We have Marvel movies to do.
Right. Yeah.
And of course Citadel.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But like, this should be interesting because of course this is a thing that's, you know, hugely popular now that people are charging stupid amounts of monies for. Mm-hmm. They just actually, speaking of magic cards, they just released a Chucky deck. And every month they're going to have a different card added to it.
Interesting.
And it looks fucking cool. It looks really fucking cool. I'm sorry, I had to go off on a tangent on the Magic Chucky deck. Because, of course, it's fucking cool.
And we're leading into spooky season.
Yeah.
And what better way to talk about magic and Chucky than fucking Dumbala?
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned magic, and you just brought me back to, like, when I used to play that in high school.
Yeah. Hold on, let me see if I can show this on here. You sound far, Alex.
Hold on. How about now?
You still sound the same.
All right.
Interesting.
These are some of the cards.
Just picture him just doing that.
Right? Exactly. You got fucking Devin Sawa right there. Got Tiffany. This is great. This is a great fucking card right there. Friends to the End. There's so much fucking cool shit on this. You got the whole factory of Chucky's. Dude, I am so fucking down for this, dude.
Makes me want to go back and rewatch all the seasons from the start.
Right? And you see they have a card with both of them on it. Like, one of them's the front, the other one's the back.
Mm-hmm.
I am, like, geeking out over this shit, dude. It's exciting, man. It's exciting, the things that have been coming out. I'm like, yeah, like, how can you just not want to buy these things? Other than, of course, you know, the money factor. But right. But yeah, it's fucking cool. It's very fucking cool. And this movie, or this series actually coming to Netflix, should be kind of interesting. I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with it.
Is it going to be like kind of the same way that they, how they did like Dungeons and Dragons?
I don't know. Because this is supposed to be a series. This is not just supposed to be a movie. Because Dungeons and Dragons is just a movie.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, like the whole thing of like you get immersed in this world. Or will it play out like something like Yu-Gi-Oh?
I don't know. It'd be interesting regardless. Yeah. Curious to see what they're going to do with it. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see. So that should be kind of cool. Then another thing that came out this week that was kind of interesting. Of course, you know, speaking of horror shit and, you know, killing people and stuff. We know Ryan Murphy. He's the guy that's behind a lot of the American Horror Story stuff.
Everything from Horror Story to Horror Stories to the Monster Anthology with Jeffrey Dahmer and Elvin Menendez brothers.
Yep.
The OJ trial.
Very soon, he's going to be doing season 3 of The Monster, following Ed Gein, which is pretty fucking interesting.
Ed Gein?
Yeah, and who is going to be playing Ed Gein? Charlie Hunnam from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Jax Teller.
Yeah. So this should be very fucking cool.
He sort of resembles him, too. Yeah. Some shaves.
Yeah. This should be really fucking cool. Like, I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it.
I never watched Sons, but, like, Charlie Hunnam's a great actor.
He's good. He's good.
You already know I am going to you know, to the end of time telling you, Brian, like, that is, like, one of the best series that I've seen in a long time. Like, if you know, like,
it's a good show.
Yeah, like I said, Brian, if you ever, you know, give it a, you know, if you want to give it a chance, you know, give it a chance, dude.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Yeah, it's worth the watch, especially. Well, the only thing is, like, stick with the regular show. Don't go off with the spinoffs yet.
Well, the only spinoff they have is Mayans, and I started trying to watch it or whatever, but I fell off due to personal reasons.
Yeah,
and it was good.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Yeah, I just felt kind of back.
You know, stick with one before you go to the other.
No, dude, you got to watch Suns first, and then afterwards watch Mayans.
Yeah,
because technically, Mayans is kind of a continuation.
Right.
Yeah, but it should be interesting. I'm excited to see what Charlie Hunnam can bring to the to the Ed Gaines. Because, of course, Ed Gaines is a very twisted individual.
Like showing up as dressed as a clown.
Yeah. Not only just showing up and dressing up as a clown, but also like hiding bodies in your front yard and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew.
Yeah.
Just there. How can you not tell? But whatever. That's what happened. People weren't really curious enough to find that, hey, that's not right. He just did this or whatever. But whatever. It is what it is, right? But yeah. It should be an interesting movie. Or it's an interesting show. Because I do enjoy Charlie Hunnam. He was good as Drax. He was also pretty good in the Pacific Rim.
He wasn't in the second one, though, right?
No, he wasn't. He was in the first one only.
Yeah, that first one was great. The second one, from what I heard, was kind of like a train crash.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Wasn't that good?
I actually never watched Pacific Rim Job.
Dude, that movie was actually great.
Yeah, so I heard. Yeah. You downloaded the wrong movie again? That's what it is?
Yep.
It's kind of funny, depending what Brian would be like, or the right one.
Yeah, true. True. Fair enough. But yeah, it should be interesting. It should be cool. Curious to see what they're going to do with it and how he portrays this monster. Yeah. Then another thing that came out that's kind of interesting. Well, not kind of. It's a lot of interesting, of course, you know. I know, Brian, you're a big fan, and I am a big fan as well, of the show Hot Ones on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it turns out that Netflix, of course, more Netflix stuff, they want to bring Hot Ones live on Netflix.
It's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. Because, of course, you know, we have tons of little cuts and everything on the show. And they do a lot of production on the show on Hot Ones. It's really entertaining.
It's going to be interesting to see how they do that, considering that these celebrities that do the show, they have their allotted time, and these are recorded. Mm-hmm. So I guess now we're going to have to be like, oh, you show up at the studio at 11:30 on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're live. But it'll also be interesting to see how the celebrities react to their sauce intake.
Yeah.
Because there's no, I mean, Sean Evans doesn't really do cuts or pullaways, but like with it being with when they film it and then when they drop it, you know, you have like X amount of time. So like how we record live and then we do, you know, the audio stuff, mm-hmm. you know, a few days later.
Mm-hmm.
And so like in that time we have the time length or time frame to do, you know, edit and post shit.
Yeah.
But now like these celebrities gonna have like this hot sauce and they're gonna be, you know, crying their eyes out because, oh, this pepper. And it's just like, oh, we can't edit that. This is live. I mean, it's sort of like, I'm gonna use Psycho Sid. May he rest in power. Where can we start over? No, this is live.
No restarts. No redos.
I'm just gonna say, joking around. Let's just hope we have another Bobby Lee situation and this like live Netflix thing.
Live Netflix. Live Netflix. This is what he's smart. This is why he wore the brown pants to quote Deadpool.
Yeah. Always wear the brown pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Episode title.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
You know what? I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Always wear the brown pants.
Yeah. Yeah, so this should be cool. Hot Ones is a dope show. So seeing Hot Ones live, seeing all these people trying to not shit themselves, I'm down for it.
And so, and you know, it's, they at least are able to only take two bites and drink milk. I could tell you from, I mean, you guys know me winning that hot sauce competition last September.
Yeah.
I had to eat, because my friends are vegan, so I had to eat a tofu wing.
I think that's what bothered Brian's palate more than the hot sauce.
Probably. So, like, I had to eat plastic, you know, with, like, covered in hot sauce. And, like, the only thing available to a point. But yeah. I could tell you that, like, they get to eat, like, two bites and drink milk. That was not an option for me.
Right, of course.
That was, like,
but no, they're vegan. They're drinking, you know.
No, it was... It was like you could have water or beer.
Oh, that's even worse.
Which, you know, the beer helped wash it down and made you forget, but also the beer, the, you know, just like with wine and like and pepper, the tannins, with when you mix tannins with spice, you'll destroy your mouth.
Yeah.
And it'll make you hate life.
Yeah.
That's
not a good combination.
The advice that I can give you, Brian, is that the next time, pull a Shaq, dude. Bring your own gallon of milk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea.
I'm ready for this competition. Just make sure you keep it in the freezer for a good while before you bring it, because, you know, depending on if it's like a hot day or whatever, you don't want to be, you know, lugging milk unless you have it in a cooler.
No, I'll just I'll pull a Homer Simpson. Drink the wax.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess let's get into some trailers. We got a lot of trailers this week. Of course, being that it's like Netflix is Geek Week, we've been talking about nothing but Netflix shit on this episode so far.
Technically, this is a Netflix and chill episode.
Yeah, I guess so. You can pretty much say that. If we were always sunny, you know, the day we all Netflix and chilled here.
Netflix and brown pants. Netflix and chill.
Yeah, yeah.
Netflix and brown pants.
Yeah. Brown pantsing on Netflix.
Brown pants and chill.
Yeah. So, speaking of Netflix, and shows that's been interesting, we watched Squid Games the first season, and it, like, completely took the world by storm.
I only watched the memes.
It's a great fucking show.
It was really worth watching.
Now, I'm going to ask this. Did you watch it with, you know, Korean, but with the, you know, with subtitles, or did you do the English dub?
I watched it with subtitles.
Okay.
I did the dub.
It's good. It's good. It's worth watch.
And how many episodes? Like what, like 10?
I don't even know. Probably.
I forget.
It's usually the typical length of episodes or whatever.
Then you know what? Maybe the following week I'll finally, you know, bite the bullet and just, you know, do that. Or I still gotta watch Jackpot. Well, there was another one you recommended.
There's a lot.
You gotta try to find Perfect Dark, because I still remember that you said to watch.
Near Dark.
I'm sorry. I was thinking N64 for a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And, you know, things you guys should watch too, and one thing I forgot to mention earlier, you guys have to watch Boy Kills World.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I
definitely want to watch that.
It's so fun. And the fact that it's Bill Skarsgård, and he doesn't say a single word, because he, as we saw from the trailer, like he's mute. And so like it the fight choreography was that of like John Wick, with how amazing those fight scenes were done. But every time he wants to say something and he's thinking it, the narrator is John Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. His inner monologue.
It's in a monologue. And so what's really great is when like he goes to fight somebody else, and the inner monologue is, "Here comes another challenger." Or
yeah, because like, I remember from the trailer that apparently he picked it up from a video game that he loved as a kid.
Yes, exactly that. And it's just so great that he he was some every time he went to go say something, it was John Benjamin, and that's his superhero, his superhero voice. And I'm just like, okay,
I gotta check it out. It looks fun.
It's like an hour and 45 minutes, but that's all
it's
you
not
need.
Too bad. That's not too no. bad.
Hulu, right?
Yes, Hulu.
Okay. I'll check it out. I might even do it after we're done recording here, before I get some sleep.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, depending, because, you know, he still has to be responsible. But you said the game's late tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's game is at 3. I got to be there at 3.
Okay.
So I do have some time to kill before then, so.
Okay. I'm just doing the big brother thing, just looking out, just, like, no, just in case, like, I you know, know, don't, you know, like, you know, don't go too crazy, you know.
I appreciate it. I appreciate
Ryan,
it.
Double, like, you know. Watch it. Just watch it.
Hulu and chill.
Yeah, pretty much. Hulu and watch commercials.
Yeah. No, you know, Netflix and chill or whatever. It's like Hulu and the crew.
Ugh.
Yeah, like, you know, cause your other friends are mentioning it, like, watch this. All right, fucking watch it.
See, when you said Hulu and the crew, it just reminded me of like fucking like like a group watch type thing, you know?
Like Cucks?
If it was a
like Cucks?
If it was a
yeah.
If it was a group watch thing, I would just call it Krulu. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, yeah, Krulu, who knew?
Krulu. Yep. It's a lot better than Lulu. Stupid Metallica album.
So was watching paint dry.
Yeah. So, Squid Game season 2. We got a teaser for it, and it looks freaking cool. So let's watch it. Squid Game season 2. It's a cool little teaser.
It is.
Curious to see what they're going to do with it. Especially since, like, the first season looked like they were completely done with it.
Maybe they were, but the popularity and, you know, Netflix throwing money, like, you know, can we get a second season for this?
It could be a possibility, but it could also be that. What was that, Brent?
I was going to say it ended like it had a potential for a second season.
Right. Yeah. Because didn't they, like, spoilers, like, kill off some of the people that were the people that were doing the whole show or the whole game?
Yeah, but if you do remember that there's...
That's right. You're right.
That I hidden just thought little about, thing.
Yeah.
The mastermind was never caught.
There was more. There's more. But wait, there's more.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, yeah. So this looks pretty cool. This comes out in December, around Christmas time.
Yeah. Right after, yeah. December 26th.
Yeah, I can see right now, whatever. After spending time with the family, depending on how much you enjoy them or not, right? You know, the next day it's just like, oh, I can decompress from the all this.
I think Alex should watch Squid Game season 2 while eating squid balls.
Yeah, that would be it would be quite appetizing.
You see, I took it back to the thing.
Yeah. Good callback.
Yay. Stuff.
Yeah. We got another trailer, too. Something that I was very excited for because, of course, a couple years ago it was announced that they were doing this for Netflix. And we finally got an official teaser for Devil May Cry that's coming to Netflix as well.
With light! I just had to.
I'm a huge fan of the game. Like, I've played all the games, and, like, I loved every minute of it. Yeah.
That's what it's
curious
called.
Curious to see what they're gonna... Okay.
Yeah, that's what the thing was called, Takoyaki, or whatever. I'm sorry.
It's so good.
I had an ADD moment, because, Ryan mentioned it again. I was like, I gotta remember the name of it before, you know?
It's just going to be called Squid Balls.
Yeah.
Octopus.
Same difference.
No, there's not. There's a big dude. If you have had sushi or whatever, like if you had legit sushi, there's a big difference between octopus and squid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
All right. Devil May Cry. Let's watch the trailer. Why is this muted?
This guy. He's something else.
Yeah, he forgot to raise the volume.
The way he moves. The hits he took. His name is Dante.
What kind of work do you do, exactly?
Demon hunting.
Woo-hoo! Jackpot!
Let's dance.
This looks fucking cool.
It looks fun as fuck.
Yes. Very exciting. Very, very, very fucking exciting. It looks like it's pretty much sticking to the raw shit. Like, what we've seen in the game looks like it's what we're gonna see in this fucking, in the show. And I am so fucking down for it, dude.
Yeah, same.
Got the gunfighting, got the swords, got the violence that I am totally down for.
I got the Dante charm down.
Yeah. Especially when he's flipping in the air, he's like, jackpot! I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that.
What's your job? Demon hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know it why, but for whatever reason, I just thought about the trailer for Killer's Game when he said, like, what's your job? Early retirement. Yeah. Of demons.
But this looks fucking cool. I'm excited to see what it'll do with this, especially since it's coming next year. It's going to be in April 2025. So,
yeah, well, they're releasing.
We got a lot of time for it to come through fruition, see how they do everything. So,
dude, they're releasing so much stuff or whatever from now till then anyway. So, it's not like, that there's going to be a lack of new stuff on Netflix.
Oh no, for sure. There's always a shit ton of stuff on
January,
Netflix.
We already know what's gonna happen Netflix in January.
Yeah, we got Raw.
Calm down, Vince. You don't work here anymore.
Are you ready?
They got my they got the bad side of me on my documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
That's coming out next week.
Documentary is going in next week.
September 25th.
Yep.
Watch it, Netflix.
That should be interesting. That's going to be a good one.
I think, I don't know why, but I just have a feeling we're all going to be talking about that next time.
I'm pretty sure we will. Oh, we definitely will.
The whole episode is just going to be us talking about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That's fine with me.
It might be a bonus episode.
We could do that. We could do that.
I like that idea.
Yeah. We could save that for, a couple weeks after.
Yeah, it comes out for no spoilers or whatever. So yeah, oh my God.
We'll call it the dark side of the ICG.
Dark side of Suplex City Geeks.
Or just the dark side of the geeks. How about that?
Yeah, something like that.
Keep it simple.
Oh my God.
Keep it simple.
And then we gotta do an intro for it too.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Speaking of ooh-ahs, we did a lot of ooh-ahing for Tomb Raider way back in the day.
Especially my nephew. Dude, my nephew, when he was a kid or whatever, that was his first video game crush.
Yeah, dude. It was for a lot of people.
And then when the movies came out with Joe Lee or whatever, my that was a little obsession for him. Because,
It was a lot of sessions for him.
Good night, everybody. The Geek Show.
Let's play a game.
Yeah.
Tesla Cybertruck or Lara Croft side profile.
Are we talking PlayStation 1 version? Or are we talking about the remake? All right, Triangle Biebs.
Hey, look.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Hey, look, it's Microsoft Paint.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a trailer for a series called Tomb Raider, The Legend of Lara Croft, coming on Netflix also. So let's watch this, because technically I have not seen this until now because you put it in the notes, Alex, and I'm ready for it. Let's go. Let's watch the trailer.
Okey-dokey.
What is it you're chasing? What is it you're running from?
Fanboys.
If it's your past, your demons will always fight you. Miss Croft.
History doesn't always tell us the whole truth. Because the real truth is too difficult for most to bear. I have to figure out what this is all about.
Sounds like you could use some help.
Jonah! I'm looking for something connected to my past. Something important.
Why is everything so dramatic with you?
I ask myself that all the time.
I have a bad feeling about this.
We need a new plan.
Run!
Get her! This is new.
Sometimes I swear you have a death wish.
Maybe you do.
I think we got off on the wrong foot, Miss Croft.
You mean you trying to kill me?
Something like that.
No! Lara!
You are nothing.
You're a poison.
A thief, a bird.
No. I'm a survivor. Do you trust me?
Of course.
Always.
Hey! I brought this. You're gonna need it.
Is it ever gonna be enough?
This looks pretty fucking cool.
It's interesting.
It looks pretty fucking cool.
I was going to say, joking around, you know, like you're looking, you know, what are you trying to look for? I was going to say the butler that you can trap in the freezer.
Yeah, it's not fair. It's not fair. But it's so good. This looks so fucking good.
This is sort of what they should have done with Uncharted.
Yeah.
You know, the live action movie was fun. I mean, Mark Wahlberg played himself.
Like, he does it everything.
Everything. And eventually, you know, got the mustache.
What? Which he promises. No.
Wait, the trees? Oh.
I'm looking for my teddy bear.
But no, like, you know, with Uncharted, and I know eventually a sequel is going to happen, because they said it was, but... it's
been so long, though.
I know. Well, not really. The movie came out during the pandemic.
Been a long time.
It's like an eternity ago, I know.
Exactly.
But no, like, they said that basically Mark Wahlberg said, like, a sequel's happening and he's going to wear the mustache, which I'm like, great. You should have did that in the first one.
Yeah, pretty much.
But no, like I would have taken an Uncharted animated series.
Oh yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Because then you could have gotten fucking Nolan North to voice Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
And potentially get fucking, oh, got him blanking on the voice. We spoke about him. He voiced Joker in the Batman Arkham Origins game.
Troy Barker?
Troy Baker.
Yeah, that one. My bad.
Him.
Not Travis, the drummer. Travis,
yeah. No, not Travis Barker. No.
All the wrong things Steve says.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
On live.
you're like, great, thanks guys, you fucked me up again.
Fuck you, you're you, Alex.
Screw you guys, I'm getting him.
You're already there.
I know. So no, like, if they would have said, oh hey, we're gonna do an animated series for Uncharted, it would have been better. And then again, you could have gotten Troy Baker. I said it right.
Yeah, and, you did.
And Nolan North, and that would have been great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Good old Nolan Northwest.
That's Kanye's next kid.
If it's a boy.
Yeah. Mm. But this movie looks dope. This show looks cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they're going to do with that. I want to watch it. Especially this is coming out next month.
It looks like it's based off the reboot of it. Like, you know, when they rebooted the series.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's cool because they made it, you know, they gave Lara Croft more of an edge when they rebooted the series.
Yeah. It looks cool. It looks cool. It looks like she's also searching for Lionel's sword. You see,
The sword of omens that popped up for a second.
Yeah, the sword of omens. There's also fucking Mumra's flying around in there. It looks pretty fucking cool.
It reminded me more of I forgot the name of it. It's not Raph. I think maybe it is Raph from Fullmetal Alchemist. That's like nothing but like eyes and teeth.
Yeah. Yes. This looks cool. This looks really cool. It looks really interesting. It looks like it's going to be a fun time. And this is coming out in October. So, like, less than a month from now.
Yeah.
We'll have Lara Croft on our TV again. And then something else. Another video game related thing that's coming to Netflix. See, all these things came from Netflix. Are all video games right now?
Yes, because that we already know
when we were younger.
When it comes to the market of video games or whatever, dude, video games have made more money than a lot of stuff from cinema.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And the one that we're talking about now is Splinter Cell.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be dope.
Good old Tom Clancy Brown.
Yeah. Pants. Tom Clancy Brown pants.
Episode title.
Let's watch a trailer for Splinter Cell Death Watch.
Don't be afraid. Darkness is a good thing. Once you get used to the shadows, you see bad people for who they really are. And they'll never see you coming for them.
Such a tease.
It's, you know, I mean, yeah, Michael Ironside couldn't voice Sam Fisher forever.
Right, of course not. Of course not.
We love him as Sam Fisher.
Absolutely.
We you know, need a new guy. And what better to have as Sam Fisher than Liev Schreiber? And also, that means that he and his brother are both video game characters. Because Pablo Schreiber and Halo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Hank's brother, but still, I mean.
Still his brother.
It's still, that family are now video Mario's game characters. Here.
What up, Mario?
Brother, what's good?
Yeah, buddy.
Better late than never, bro.
Right, I know, right? I know.
He probably had, dude, he's probably just coming back from work, my man.
Well, at least he's here. That's a good thing.
Fucking, he always supports. Well, I love brother, man.
Hell yeah.
You got to be like John McClane. Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to the party.
Hey, buddy.
Nah, but this looks fucking cool. Like, and then also, we also have Liev Schreiber, fucking Ray Donovan. I love them as Ray Donovan.
That's a series I gotta finish eventually.
It is a fantastic fucking series.
I might just start it from the start.
Yes, you know, definitely worth watching. Definitely worth watching. Because he's a badass. He's a complete fucking badass. He's a cleaner upper for the celebrities and shit. So if you haven't watched it, definitely go check it out. And the fact that he's going to be doing the voice of Sam Fisher, let's go. I am so
excited. Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. Yeah, this is going to be fun. It's going to be a fun little show. And I'm excited for it, dude. Yeah, Mario says it looks like a good series. You're right. It does. It does look like it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. Do you guys have anything else to add to the show?
I read that Deadpool and Wolverine is coming to Disney Plus October 1st.
Just a couple weeks away.
Uh-huh.
That should be fun for those that have not watched it yet.
Like we have multiple times.
The funny thing is that this one, like Deadpool Wolverine, has pretty much the top grossing MCU movie, like the fifth top grossing MCU movie.
Yeah, it's on that list of like, you know, it's on that list of like Marvel movies that don't suck.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that like now Sean Levy is part of the MCU in terms of filmmakers, and that means they can call upon him at any time when he's available. They're like, here's money, make a movie. Okay,
we can hope so. Just cross our fucking fingers.
Yeah, because I mean, we have I mean, obviously we have James Gunn, who is off doing his own thing, and we're proud of James Gunn and doing the DC thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you know, we have Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
And now we have Sean Levy. And I'm just like, yep. Just, I'm sold. Like, just bring him back as director for any other Marvel movie and maybe have a Deadpool cameo, because Deadpool should now be the new Stan Lee.
Yeah, we've been saying that for a long time.
For years.
Even before the thought of fucking, like, Stan Lee were to pass, we were like, yo, like,
yeah,
if he ever does,
like, we should Deadpool have Deadpool should be the one. It should be fourth wall break.
Yeah.
But now there's that option.
Now it's a great option.
Right.
Why the fuck not? Let's do
it. Why the fuck not?
And of course, you know, Ryan Reynolds will be like, yeah, I'm going to be raking in the dough.
Mm-hmm. Give me those bags of Disney money.
Yeah, give me all the monies, because he'll be that. He'll have the fucking Mint Mobile shit, too.
These Air Revolution Gin. And then that football league or whatever, the soccer
league. Yeah, Wrexham. The Wrexham League.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, since you're mentioning, like, news and stuff or whatever, I think it's been popping up on my feed lately or whatever, that Dead Rising, they're doing a remake of the original.
Huh.
Hmm. Interesting.
So I was just like, you know, since we saw a Capcom property or whatever with Devil May Cry, I just thought I'd mention that one from what I saw. So I was like, all right, you know, not bad.
That's pretty cool. They're also releasing, I think it was Marvel vs. Capcom, the full, like, all the editions in one.
No, remember, I told you about this. It's the Capcom Fighting Collection or whatever.
The
Marvel Fighting Collection.
Yeah.
But the only one they're not releasing three, and I think, what was it? Did they have a four? I don't remember.
As long as we get two.
Yeah, dude.
Two's the best one.
Yeah. It's already out for the, you know, it's already out digital, but but the hard copies are coming out sometime in late November, like mid to late November.
Okay.
You already know, dude. I like that's the one that, like,
you need the hard copy.
Yeah. I've could have downloaded the, you know, the thing, but at the same time, to me, it's just like I like to have the actual game.
You just like to add more shit to your room. That's fair.
I'm not gonna say no,
because we know that you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't think there's anything else. I think that's pretty much wraps it up. Yeah, that about wraps it up for this week. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for Mario for jumping in like the last few minutes. It's been a fun time. Make sure you guys go to innercitygeeks.net, where we have a whole bunch of shit sometimes. Of course, we have this show. We also have a lot of Mario shows. We have Comics Con Sabor, Manga Time, Anime World. And they all show up every single week because he has like a bazillion episodes that he's recorded. And they've all pretty much been backlogged for months, essentially.
Yeah.
So check those out.
Just to add praise to him or whatever. You already know, dude, like his work ethic is second to none, and then when it comes to, like, his love for anime and manga, right, like, you know, is next level, dude. So, you know, kudos to him, man. Much love to him.
He's good. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He also got a green screen now, so that's a thing.
I was like, joking around now, like, he could probably do, like, a whole bunch of, like, animated things now, whatever, like, you're gonna see him. He's gonna become part of the anime now.
Right? Shit. That'd be pretty fucking dope.
He is One Piece.
Huh?
I can see his response. You damn right, buddy.
Yeah, but it should be cool. It should be cool. Of course, you know, check all of that. Check all that out on InnerCityGeeks.net. All the Mario stuff. It's good shit. Of course, Bryce J Presents stuff is over there. Links to some cool fucking places. You could also find links to where you can listen to this show. You can listen to us on Amazon Music, on Audible, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and a couple more other places. But most importantly, you can listen to us on motherfucking Spotify. It's a place to be. You can find us on the socials on facespace.com/InnerCityGeeks, on Instagram @InnerCityGeeks, on Twitter @InnerCityGeeks. And where can we find you guys? Alex, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter @Denied, D-I-N-Y-E-D, and on Instagram @Denied, D-I-N period, Y period, E-D. Where can we find you, Brian?
You can find me trying to rethink the title of this episode. Instead of saying Tom Clancy Brown Pants, we should throw it back and go, The History of the Traveling Tom Clancy Brown Pants.
No, that's too much. That's too much.
When Steve is creating the thing for the episode, that's going to be too much words. And then he has to shrink it. And then, you know, you're going to get like bad eyesight looking at it because it's too much of, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Clancy Brown Pants it is.
Tom Clancy Brown Pants is the best, dude.
That is a fucking solid title.
That's like build a title.
Yeah.
Now I want a store. You know, it's next to Build-A-Bear. Build a title.
Yeah. Build a title.
All right. Yeah. We'll listen to the podcast and we'll just see what works best.
All right. Find me on the socials, Bright2J, Bright2J Presents on Instagram, Bright2J Presents on Twitter. Check out Bright2JPresents.com. There's going to be eventual content sometime.
Cannot wait. Because Brian really gets into, you know, explaining stuff. You know, he's like a teacher.
I am. I will teach you
the ways of the bride,
the ways of the cinephile. I have writing I got to do, but I got to get a new keyboard first. That's a story for another day. Where can we find you, Steve?
Okay, you guys can find me all over the place, obviously, but you can also find me on the Instagram and the Twitters @MrJackal, MISTRJACKAL. Like I said, that about wraps it up for this week. I appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys for listening to the show.
Yes, thank you.
Being here with us, enjoying the time, talking about all the geeky shits like we usually do. Much appreciated. And share it with everybody. Let them know that we are here. We are talking about stuff that you may be interested in as well. So,
you want to become internet famous, bitch.
I don't know about that much. Just want to be cool. Have cool people following us and shit.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, our fans are awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the bestest. So, like I always say, don't be a dick, but always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.
Tom Clancy Brown Pants.